USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two investigations are underway into the death of convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a jail cell in New York City over the weekend. One of those investigations ordered by the U.S. Attorney General William Barr. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
The Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein.
During her appearance on Fox News Sunday, Conway also responded to questions about President Trump's retweet of a conspiracy theory about the death of Epstein.
The president just wants everything to be investigated.
Epstein found dead in his jail cell at a federal lockup in Lower Manhattan of an apparent suicide. Five kids die when fire ravages a day care at 1 in the morning in Erie, Pennsylvania, Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual. But also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A manhunt ends in Tennessee. Curtis Ray Watson was captured early yesterday morning in Henning after authorities received a tip to his whereabouts and he ended up surrendering. He broke out of the state penitentiary last week and went on to assault and kill 64-year-old corrections administrator Deborah Johnson before escaping from her property on a tractor. The Tennessee Corrections Commissioner Tony Parker says about the victim.
Deborah Johnson was 38 years in this department. I had never met anyone that was more professional, more dedicated to the mission of the Tennessee Department of Corrections than Deborah Johnson.
The Missouri man who caused chaos at a Walmart in Springfield last week when he walked in heavily armed says he was testing to see if the retailer, quote, honored the Second Amendment. He's now facing charges of making a terrorist threat. It could land him up to 4 years in federal prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, Kirsten Gillibrand, on CBS's Face the Nation saying,
"These survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserve to speak out against this perpetrator."
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch. Epstein was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges, had just been taken off that suicide watch. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, promising to launch a full-scale investigation. 2020 presidential candidate Kamala Harris saying the upcoming census is going to be heavily impacted by immigration raids.
This administration has directed DHS to conduct these raids as part of what I believe is this administration's campaign of terror.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the California senator said with the recent raids, like the one in Mississippi where 680 workers were arrested by Customs and Border Protection agents, undocumented immigrants are going to be afraid to be counted in the census, saying that'll impact the results, which decides things like electoral lines and where the government puts its resources. And Universal Pictures canceling the release of the movie The Hunt after a wave of backlash. NBC Universal first said the movie's marketing campaigns being temporarily paused after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, and Gilroy, California. They later announced they were completely canceling plans to release the film, which depicts privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sports. For USA Radio News, I'm John the Master.